Hey, can you pass me another beer?
Yeah, me too, please. How many do we have left? Well, not many. The campfire is melting all the ice. We need to drink them before they get warm.
Cheers. Guys, I'm so glad we could all get away together. I thought we were never going to find a weekend where we were all free.
Right, how nice is this? A proper girls' weekend. No husbands. No boyfriends. No work. No internet signal. Just getting to hang out together. No responsibilities. I know. And Jane, thanks for finding this place. It's so beautiful. I feel like we're a million miles away from civilization and real life.
Oh, well, I actually stayed here once before. But that was years ago. Did I ever tell you guys about the camping trip I went on when I was a student?
No. Go on. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, me too.
Gosh, I can't believe this never came up before. It was what we call spring break now, and we all had a bit of steam to let off, but none of us could afford a beach holiday, so we came here instead. After all, it seemed like the perfect place for a bunch of students to get a little bit wild and make some noise, with nobody for miles around. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. But on our last night here, we decided to just chill a little bit. Just play some music and tell some stories around the campfire before we hit the road in the morning. One of the girls on the trip had grown up in the local area. And that's when she told us this ghost story. Well, more of an urban legend, I guess. It was about a wolf man who lived in the woods. The very ones we're camping in.
Spooky. Werewolves of London. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Okay, go on. Tell us more. I love a good campfire story.
Nobody knew who he was or what he was. There had been sightings, trails spotted. There were theories about him. Some people said he was a hermit who'd retreated to the woods after his wife had died and was living wild. Other people said he'd always been in the woods, that he was raised by wolves. There was a way, she said, to lure him out of his hiding place. Burning purple aconite, more commonly called wolfsbane. You've got it, on the night of a full moon. Well, I thought it was bullshit. I mean, I love a good ghost story, but some of the girls were starting to look freaked out. We were kids. We'd all been drinking and smoking weed. Uncanny feeling was seeping in, the full moon looming over us in the stillness and silence. If she took this too far, the real paranoia might take hold. Anyway, unlike the others, I wasn't scared. Something about this story, the idea of this wolf man, was exciting to me. I mean, imagine this man, lean and strong from living on his own resources in the forest. Uncivilized and raw. A living, breathing human body. But the urges and instincts of an animal. That sounded so hot to me. I know, right? But I called her bluff. Go on then, throw it in, I told her, breaking the spell. Let's see what happens. She did. Then, We heard something. And we all felt it. That eerie sensation of being watched. Everyone screamed and ran.
I remember the story she's telling. Not many people come all the way out here. A group of women. So foolish. Unprotected. Their guard let down. So weak. So vulnerable. I know what they say about me. About the lure. Of course, I don't normally respond to it. Wolfsbane. But I do respond to other things. Things I sense. Things I smell. Bait. This one. She was different. Her fear didn't have this usual pure, sharp tang. Hers was mixed with lust. Arousal. She knew she should be running, like her friends. She didn't even know why she wasn't. Poor, stupid girl. I got closer. I could see in the dark better than her. I saw her pupils turn from deep pools to pinpricks. All she saw was a shadowy outline. A stranger. A beast. Then she ran. Self-preservation finally kicked in. I wasn't disappointed, though. Sometimes the chase is the best part.
And the only sound I could hear was my feet beating the ground. As my hair whipped against my face and my breath raged in my chest. I tried to pump my arms and legs in time with the hammering of my heartbeat, but I felt like I was running against an invisible current. It was impossible to run with the swirling sensation in the pit of my stomach, a feeling that I knew wasn't just fear. It was excitement. He started to gain on me. I started to feel increasingly weightless. Every nerve was vibrating. The hum telling me I was powered entirely by my instincts now. There was no room for coherent thought in my brain. It wasn't a conscious decision to slow down. But the indecision tasted sweet. It tasted like surrender. Relief.
She wasn't exhausted. People who are breathe differently. They give off a different scent. Her breathing was still too shallow, too ragged. I'd been trailing her easily, following the sweet musk of her dripping cunt. When the window of opportunity is open, use it. I pounced.
It happened before I had time to react. He leapt at me like a savage. I swear, he snarled and I felt almost blinded by the dangerous glint of his teeth and the whites of his eyes. He knocked the air out of my lungs as I hit the ground. It hurt to gasp for breath. I struggled with him. Our knees and elbows sunk slightly into the soft earth, as if the forest supported the way we fought each other. Yielding to our bodies with the same low resistance I had offered him, letting him catch me. Did I want to get away? Or did I just want to feel his strength? The only way to really feel it is to test it. Then you know what someone is really capable of.
She put up a fight. But it wasn't the desperate, wild scramble of someone really trying to get away. It was spirited. I toyed with her, letting her grapple with me, before I finally pinned her, using my weight to render her helpless. Struggling is such great sport. The blood rushing to the skin's surface. The scent of sweat mingled with the damp earth. Dirt smearing everywhere. You can taste the adrenaline. Yours and theirs mixing in the air. In your nose, throat, and lungs. I got behind her and locked my arm around the front of her chest and flipped her face down. She was as light as a feather to me. My hard cock was pressed against her ass as I turned her over. I was ready to claim her. I wanted to feel her break for me. She sunk her teeth into my arm. I laughed. I enjoyed it. Her vain, weak efforts. The sharp thrill of a little pain taking just the tiniest edge off my excitement and making it even more real.
I felt frustration wash over me as he laughed. Oh, maybe it should have been dread of what was going to happen next. But I didn't feel that. Only embarrassment at my predicament, at the indignity, the surrender to the inevitable. Oh, and to the fact that this was what I really wanted. That this felt like the natural order of things. This urge to overpower me and the strength of our matching needs made me feel weak. I was face down now. He grabbed my hair, lifting my head from the ground, and bit my back. Sinking those sharp teeth into my neck. Then into my shoulder. I could feel his nails sharply mark my skin. I knew that tomorrow I would feel him everywhere. As his fingertips pressed into my flesh, I felt how rough they were, and I imagined all the things he must do with those hands. Where they had been. Oh, I felt him pawing me roughly underneath my clothes, reaching around, and squeezing my breasts, my nipples, crushing them. The pain didn't even register. Oh, just a warm sensation spreading out and spreading down, making me feel alive, making my pussy drenched. Oh. He used his legs to prise mine apart and then pin them. Then he ripped my clothes right off.
My handprints bloomed on her skin where I gripped her. But she didn't even squeal in pain. She moaned. My weight was crushing her. So I pressed my forearm against the ground to take some of my weight. When she didn't even use that to her advantage, but instead I felt her body arch into mine, yield to me, I knew she was mine to take.
Waves of adrenaline coursed through my body, causing me to drip with sweat from every pore. Oh, fuck. My pussy clenched in time, aching, begging to be filled. Oh, my body was slippery and warm when he started to thrust into me. Oh, our essences mingling. Suffering, being taken like that, fighting for breath, unable to move, even to control the thrusting. Oh, the effect of his cock bounding me. Oh, he was in me so deep. He was fucking me so hard and so fast that my moans started to merge into one.
Oh.
After we finished, he got up, gave me a quick glance, and just sprinted off back into the forest. We never said a word to each other. I was in a daze. It was the most exciting sexual experience of my life at that point. Maybe it still is. I never found out anything else about him. I wrapped my torn shirt around me, did my best to wipe the mud from my face before I wandered back to the camp. The others had found their way back. They were laughing about their paranoid behaviour, about getting spooked. They were glad to see me and said they were just about to go out with their torches if I'd been 5 minutes longer. Oh, they asked me why I didn't run in the same direction as them. I wish I could answer that for them. I told them I got caught on a tree and that that was what had torn my clothes. I got some funny looks, but I was so high, so exhilarated. I was laughing. They didn't think anything was wrong. I put a new shirt on. I think we drank a few more beers and then headed to bed. Like I said, it was our last night, and I've never been back until now.
Okay. So hang on. That happened here? Where we are right now?
Yeah. God, it was so exciting. You see now why I wanted to come back. In fact, I actually managed to find some wolfsbane. You have to put gloves on to handle it, though. It's poisonous. What do you think? Guys? Guys? Why are you looking at me like that?